Hello, and welcome to this episode of Say Something Interesting. This is the follow-up podcast from Eastlake Tri-Cities Church. My name is Megan, and with me is our teaching pastor and my friend, Brent.
How are you, Megan?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing just fine and dandy and all of those things. It is good to be back.
Yeah.
We were just talking, it's only been a week.
I know.
It's a good rhythm to get back into. It's been a little while since we've done the weekly, so... Ooh, feels a little rough. I did, I hurt myself a little playing basketball this morning.
And, are you going to have to go to the chiropractor?
No, I do. I have one scheduled on Thursday, so I'm just trying to figure out if I can hold out until then. I think I can, but I am messed up in multiple places, so. Yeah. Walking around like an old man.
Oh, speaking of, last Friday, a student in one of my classes looked me dead in the face and said, "Miss, do you ever feel your age?" And I was like...
And what age would you say that that is?
And I was like, are you kidding me? Have you not seen me the last 2 weeks hobbling around like an old woman?
With your thrown out back.
With my thrown out back? Are you kidding me?
Hey, kid, I paid more in chiropractor bills than you did on that haircut right now.
And he was like, oh, yeah. And then this other kid just started laughing. And I was like, yeah, I feel my age.
Yeah. Every day. Every morning I feel my age. Yeah.
I also feel it when... So this is also kind of funny, but today one of my girls was like, "Miss, this summer you should just like go out there and get it." Like, meaning relationship-wise, just like sow your wild oats and whatever, all that kind of stuff. That wasn't the word she was using. But,
hey, pro tip, don't take dating advice from a 16-year-old.
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
But I was like, yeah, that's not really my style. Yeah. And she was like, "You should do it. Have multiple guys." And I was like, yeah, I'm...
Have multiple guys?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, yeah, no.
Oh my gosh.
That's okay. I'm okay. And...
Well, it's worked out for me so far.
Yeah.
So.
She was like, "We'll do it together." And I was like, "That seems wrong."
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny. She was just, you know, kids just like, they think they know you or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then it's just funny.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. But yeah, the "do you feel your age" thing, I was like, are you kidding me?
She's
right
trying
now?
To bring you into like her circle. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, she is. She's also, so I've had two kids in my 4 years as a teacher call me Miss Bougie.
Yeah.
And the first was he was a freshman when I had him at the time.
Okay.
And the second is that girl that just tried to get me
to, like, that works. That sounds right.
Play the field with her.
Yeah.
So she's always like, "Miss Bougie." And I'm like, yeah. And but yeah. I don't mind.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Speaking of bougie, what hat did you wear on Saturday for the Kentucky Derby?
Well, I wore a baseball like trucker cap while I was doing yard work.
Oh, okay. No horses.
I didn't actually watch the
derby.
I kind of forgot about it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'd been reminded beforehand, I forgot about it on the day.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Who won?
I had Mystic Dan, a horse named Mystic Dan, won. And I had a couple of buddies over, and we watched the ponies. I have a friend
who's
very into it.
Did you do that last year as well?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife is quick to remind you and me that we did this last year. And I constantly got mocked from all of my kids all day long. "How old are you? You watch horses?" Or like, it's the pomp. It's the circumstance. Like, watch this thing.
I mean, the Kentucky Derby is different
a big
than
deal.
Other horse races.
Yeah.
It's the
biggest one of the year. And like,
if
the whole
I'd remembered,
world shows
I
up
probably would have watched it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'd remembered at the time, I probably would have been like, oh, I'll watch it.
And it's 2 minutes, guys.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes. My wife's going to listen to this, but like, he was over at our house at 8 a.m. Yeah. So it was longer than that because we watch all the ones leading up to it. But the actual race itself, if you wanted to watch just the race, then this.
Yeah,
now,
just
it is funny
the Kentucky Derby is
because,
2 minutes.
My buddy Travis drives from Yakima. He's the one that's super into it. And wanted to make sure that Kylie was going to make her world famous cinnamon rolls.
Oh, no.
And it was like, do I need to bring any ingredients? I just don't want to get there and like, oh, I would do it except I don't have any cinnamon or something like that. You know what I mean? And so... Kylie looks at me like with this face like, well, if you think I'm waking up early to make sure they're hot and ready when you guys are here, like, don't hold your breath. Like, if I get to it, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
And she got to it, and we had cinnamon rolls.
Of course she did, because she's that kind of person.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually relate to that feeling really strongly of like, I don't want to. And then you're like,
but
fine, I will.
Yeah.
There's probably like a, I don't
Which
know.
Which now that you've told me you make your own ice cream and it's coming into like serious ice cream
I've
weather.
I've made you ice cream before.
False.
No, not false.
We have talked about
I
it.
I have brought ice cream to your house. I brought it with cookies. There were ice cream sandwiches. I have 100% brought ice cream to your house. Mm. It was before you moved. I have 100% brought ice cream to your house.
Okay, well,
Kylie Johnson,
it's
back
been
me
almost
up.
A year. It's been almost a year.
It's probably been a couple years since I brought ice cream.
Yeah. So that's too long. So let's do it. How was your Cinco de Mayo?
It was good.
Did you eat any Mexican
Yes,
food?
We had chicken tacos.
Okay.
And they were delicious. Okay. So, yeah.
We had chimichangas. We had the youth over, a high school group at our house, and we had chimichangas. Can you tell me the difference between burritos and chimichangas?
The tortilla is fried.
Yes. Nice job. One of them's baked and one of them's fried. Yeah, uh-huh. Do you know which one is which?
Chimichangas are fried.
Okay. Good for you.
Obviously.
Obvi. Well, we baked them, but they're fried originally, right? Like that's how they're made. And then reheated them. So we didn't put them in a fryer or anything. But we were making them. Kylie was like, kept asking the question, what's the difference between burritos and chimichangas? And we had to actually look it up and we played a little. It was good. We, you know, got the kids exposed to some culture. We bought some Costco guacamole.
I told someone, well, I had originally thought
so good.
I would make like Crunchwrap Supremes.
Yeah.
But then the person I was eating with was like, no, let's have chicken tacos. So anyway.
Isn't that just a Taco Bell? Aren't you making something?
Yeah, but you like have the crunchy. So it's like a... like a flour tortilla.
But that's not a thing. Taco Bell made that a thing.
Yeah.
And then you're 100%. Saying, I'm going to make that a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to make them at home.
Okay.
They're delicious. And I told someone else, I was like, that seems like a good cultural appropriation, like for the day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think chimichangas are the same. Are they an actual, like, authentic thing?
If I go to Fiesta and I order a chimichanga.
Okay, I don't think
I get
Fiesta in America is...
If I go to Fiesta and I say I'd like a, what did you call it? Hard Taco Supreme?
No, like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap
yeah,
Supreme?
Yeah, that's definitely a Taco Bell thing.
And they
I'm
go,
not saying.
Go to Taco Bell, yeah. Bro. Amigo, go to Taco Bell.
I know, but I'm not, I'm saying, are chimichangas an actual thing from Mexico or are they an American Mexican
yeah,
thing?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
I'm just saying, like... I never claimed Crunchwrap Supremes were authentic.
Yeah. Well, you said you made them on Cinco de Mayo.
But
so
we didn't. I didn't actually make them. I just had thought
you
I was going
to. You
to.
Wanted to. Fun. Anything else this weekend?
Nope. I prepped some like pots for planting this next weekend.
Kylie started her online classes
Ooh.
Studying and finished her first class
oh my
in
gosh.
5 days.
She's going to be one of those people,
she,
huh?
She locked herself. Well, it helped that I was watching horses for most of the day. But her Saturday was spent 100% in a room writing papers.
Wow.
And so it was part of her Sunday and part of her Thursday. She'd come home in the evenings. She would do it. She just cruised through the first one. I think just to kind of see what a full class sort of
Got
felt
it.
Like. You know what I mean? Like, okay, that's the amount of work that's involved in it. All right, I think I can now pace myself because she's still teaching full time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, you know, can't keep that pace up forever. There's no way. But also school's out in a month and a half or whatever it is. So
yeah,
that'll free some things up. But just crushed it.
Yeah, I immediately, because I also went to the same online university that she did.
Yeah.
And I started the first class and thought, yeah, I'm not going to be one of those people who does this in like a ridiculously short amount of time.
Yeah.
Because at WGU, it's cool because you just pay per term.
Correct.
And you can take as many classes as you can take in that term. And I was like, I can't take more than like 4.
Yeah.
Which is like the normal amount you're supposed to take.
Welcome to the real life pace.
Yeah.
Of
well,
life.
Because
yeah.
I was working full time and I just was like, I don't have the energy to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. It's fun. She's enjoying it so far. So that's good. Anything else before we jump into our
Sundays? Yes, I do have something else.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Someone...
She looked at her phone.
Yeah, because it was my reminder. I wrote it in there to remember. I was wearing my, like, one of my charity water shirts on Sunday.
Okay.
And my friend Angelina was like, she thought it was a Say Something Interesting shirt.
Oh, it does kind of have that script a little
to
it.
Yeah. And I was like, no,
but we should
make merch.
Swag. 100%
we should. Say Something Interesting merch, for sure.
I'd wear it to this
podcast
that doesn't have any, No, let's do it.
Anyway, I was like, I'll bring it up.
I'll have Kylie design. She's got plenty of time.
Yeah, I also have a friend who has like a little side hustle.
Oh, great.
Of like designing shirts
and stuff.
So maybe I'll talk to her about
it. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
You looked at your phone and it reminded me of something that I do. I realize not everybody does this weekend. Somebody in the lobby on Sunday mentioned to me, hey, when we go to one service at 10 o'clock on Sundays here starting in a couple weeks, that's commercial for Memorial Day, we need to get an extra coffee pot because we're currently using all of them and we need a new stand because we're going to put hot chocolate over here, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, okay, great. So I pulled out my phone to take a picture of the coffee shop. Of the coffee pots and her. Mm-hmm. This is Chris. Oh gosh, I'm blanking on the last name right now. Weirman. Chris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so that when you see the picture, you remember.
Yes. I don't have time to type out "remember to order coffee pot for this," but I'm going to take a picture of something obscure, and then later on, I'm going to be like, "What was that about?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I need to order the coffee pot." And so I took a picture of it, and she was like, "What are you doing? Let me see that picture." And I showed it to her, and I'm going to show you this picture.
Is it not flattering at all?
It's not flattering of her at all. And I had to assure her, Christine, you know this. I'm going to delete this. I'm not posting
this. Except you're going to show me.
I am going to show you. I am going to show you. But look at this. Look at this.
Oh, yeah. Not very flattering of her.
That's her face of, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm taking a picture of you in front of coffee pots to remind myself on Monday I need to order a new coffee pot. And I feel like I'm being more efficient with my time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Than sitting there typing something out.
Yeah.
But
it also,
do you ever do that? Is that a thing?
I'm usually like type it in or something like that.
Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually my go-to.
So that was part of it. And then,
every once in a while I'll take a picture if it is like not of something obscure to remind me, just like of the thing.
Yeah.
But also my phone was already open because I was like getting ready to like take notes while you talked, and so that it was convenient.
The downfall is a lot of times I'll forget to delete these photos, and then I have way too many photos in my thing, and I'll be like, why did I take a picture of that? I have no idea. And it was some sort of a reminder that it probably didn't get done. You know, I don't know that it's a better system. It's one that works for me.
Definitely not foolproof.
But there is a limit. There's always a limit. Even if I wrote it down, there would be a limit.
Yeah,
so it's not
sure.
Like everything breaks down at some point.
Yeah.
But
every once in a while, I'll do the hand thing still.
Right on your hand?
Yeah.
Oof. I always thought that, like, where does that go? That gets in your skin. That gets in your bloodstream at some point. I don't know.
Maybe that's why all these kids have issues, because all the Sharpie they write all over their bodies.
I never wrote on my hands.
Ever?
Ever.
What?
Never. No, I mean, like, I guess things would get written on my hands occasionally. I wouldn't do it. Like, it would be, like, to write notes or whatever, phone numbers or anything like that. Nothing. Nothing.
You've never
ever
written, like, a
not even, like, a fake tattoo?
Thing?
No, nothing.
Oh, I think maybe it's a girl thing more than, no, I take that back. I don't know. I wrote on my hand a bunch.
Yeah.
I used to write reminders on my hand all the time.
Yeah. I don't do that.
I don't do it as much anymore. Obviously, I have a different tool that works. It's a little bit more permanent.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, there you go.
I think maybe you're the weird one.
I guess maybe I am. I guess that's how we could look at it and think about it that way. On Sunday, we continued our Signal Into the Noise series, and we went into sort of an approach to things. So last week, we just said, hey, we should probably be aware of the fact that we have a problem here. Like, we're not that good at discerning signal from noise. In fact, we're typically pretty bad at it, and it feels obvious on the other end of it. And then this week was like, okay, what do we begin to do? How do we begin the approach of perhaps changing our strategy or thinking, at least being aware. I guess the goal too of this was like, there's a couple of different approaches that you can take in this, and one is not necessarily better than the other. They both have their pros and their cons in terms of being a hedgehog or being a fox on some things. But when it comes to, I guess, maybe projections, like that leaning towards the idea of I'm taking in new information, I'm growing, I'm not just stuck in my own ways. I'm not going to see things because I want to see them. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think, a lot of the problem when we find ourselves saying, I can't believe I didn't see that. How did I not miss this? How did I not see the signs of all of it? It's because you probably wanted to see something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're, you know, we think in a hedgehog way of, I know one thing and this is the way that I see the world and I'm comfortable with this. And we don't always adjust accordingly in that way. And I hope that I was able to kind of communicate the ways in which, in some ways, in a business format, if you want to be really good at business, you want to be this. But in a projections format, you probably want to be this. And, you know, and it affects our faith and how I think the disciples experienced a growing faith in who Jesus was, as represented that we saw in John chapter 6, of them going, like, to whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life. What are our options? Mm-hmm. Like, we're in it, man. Like, we're too deep. We can't go back now, nor do we want to, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like a, oh, crap, we burnt the boats and we can't go back anywhere. I think it's a, everything else has felt flimsy until we found what we feel like is solid ground with you. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, why would we leave just because there's a little bit of shakiness going on? And yeah. Or,
well, or because it doesn't match what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last piece at the end was the real intriguing piece, because I feel like most of the stories kind of stop there, because I've heard that passage preached. I mean, a lot, probably. Mm-hmm. I've probably done it two or three times, mm-hmm. even in the life of Eastlake. But that concluding verse, I believe 70 and 71, or 69 and 70, one of the two, but whatever that those two things listed up of Jesus going, yeah, but don't forget, like, I chose you.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, why, of course we choose you, yeah, Jesus. And he's like, no, no.
We've climbed up so high on our perch, and we've chosen you, and we will choose to stick it out with you. Yeah, but I chose you first. Let's not forget. And then one of you is, by the way, a traitor, even regardless. So you really don't know everything. You yeah. think that you do, but you're not even aware of your own kind of status.
Which is like, I mean, it's a little bit Jesus being like, remember, I'm still in charge.
Yeah.
But also like, and you don't know everything yet. Like your yeah. assumptions and your ideas and your, like, the things you're still holding on to are yeah. going to be challenged and changed and broken.
And I want you to be able to rest in the fact that I chose you. I don't think it's a, hey, watch yourself, buddy. You know, don't get too far out in front of your skis. I chose you. As much as it is, regardless of what you do here, I'm still in control. And what even if you left, or even if they stayed, or even if anything happened, like, just remember, like, it's all kind of part of the big plan, mm-hmm. anyways. And so nothing happens outside of God's sovereignty or his ability. Yeah. It might not be what he wanted. And it's not, I don't think that God ordains bad things to happen in our life. But I don't think it's out of his sovereignty. Like he couldn't do anything about it or whatever. I just think that there's bigger things going on. So,
yeah. Cause we have a choice in this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we've been given the ability to choose. And so sometimes we choose not the most straightforward path.
Yeah.
And God's like, okay, well,
all right,
I guess I'll work with that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I've done so many times as a teacher, especially when I taught preschool. I can remember something happening and being like, well, all right, well, let's figure out how to make this part
you
work.
You made a huge mess. Let's figure out what we got to do.
Or
here.
Like, they cut too far on some craft or they or whatever it is, right? And you're like, well, let's just figure out how to make it work from here, right? And and so you just got to kind of be like, okay, well, this is what we have. What do we deal with now?
Yep.
Which I feel like I do that a lot as a teacher too, even with my colleagues. They're like, well, it used to. And I'm always just like, I don't care what it used to, unless it's going to help us to with what it's now.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we have now. These are the kids we have now. This is the school we have now. What do we do with that? How do we work with that? Cause that's, we don't have what you had in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't help me.
Yeah.
But we have what we have now, and this is what we have to deal with. And this is who we have to grow. And this is where we have to invest.
If you had to guess, how do you feel like you think? More like a hedgehog or more like a fox?
I think I definitely have more of a hedgehog. Like, I'm pretty cautious, but I'm not opposed to new ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think my initial like reaction is protective and loyal and cautious, right? But then once I have time to like process it, I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's true. Like that way would work better. That way would be really good. And I think the older I get, like the more open I am to new ideas and new thoughts. But I also think like, because of how I grew up, like in the military, I think I am open to new things and new adventures and like different ideas and different ways of doing stuff. But I am pretty like, I don't want to change that. I like it the way I do it.
Yeah.
It takes me a minute.
I think more like a fox, and I think that partially jaded even my opinion of even on Sunday telling people, hey, let's be more foxy. Be more like me. And I hope that that's not, I don't want that to be the case. I don't want to make just a bunch of little Brents, around here of that. I think people, some of the best authors I respect and best people are strong hedgehogs. And it makes me feel like they have a conviction. I think this is what foxes feel about hedgehogs sometimes. Their conviction is so strong. I wish I had more conviction like they did. And they can focus in like on minute details on something about their life, their job, like their ability to do this. And I feel like I'm too kind of scattered in some different places, and that I can't be that focused I can respect that. I don't know if I want that. I said I want that, but I don't know that I want that. But I can respect that, and I can see the flaws of thinking in a fox-like material, in a fox-like way.
Yeah.
I just think that there are, pros and cons to it, and I think in the story reflected here in that we saw in John 6 was the cons of the hedgehog and the pros of thinking like a fox. But that's just one story, whereas you could talk about...
And I think there's also a way to be like protective and like convicted and singular in your thinking and also let new thoughts come in and influence that.
Because you could talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire of their conviction. Like we know, here's what we know. The God of Israel is the one true God, and if he saves us, great, and if he doesn't, then we burn in the fire. Mm-hmm. And they don't. That's not a fox like McDowell. Fox goes, hey, man, I could say, what do you need me to say to not get in the fire? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that way, that's a pro of them, or the convictions of a Joseph, or somebody who's like, I'm going to stand firm with what I know is true, even in the face of... like other knowledge, you know what I mean? So,
but I think there's also like, it's yes and, right? Like it, because there's also so much value in being able to hear real truth.
Yeah.
That is going to change your conviction as well. Not necessarily change the core of your conviction, but like change how you behave with that conviction, right?
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to express that conviction into the world? How am I going to show that out into the space when I've been presented with this new knowledge that doesn't necessarily challenge the core of the conviction, but challenges how I use it or how I implement that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that made sense at all.
Yeah. What else? You got some notes
there. Actually, I think I just kind of talked about all the things that I had noted. So,
easy.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I know where I want to end this series, and so I know what week 4 is, and I need to kind of solidify what I want to talk about in week 3. So I'm in a weird spot where like, okay, now I've got 2 down, and I know where I want to go. So what do I do this week? And I think that there's still some meat on the bone, so
yeah.
I'm not worried about it. It'll be good. So
that's awesome.
Just a reminder, this, because I've tried to be very, very clear with this. This week is normal. I'm going to say normal because it's normal service times, 9:15, 10:30, for another 2 weeks, and then on Memorial Day Sunday we go to 10:00. We scheduled our coffee team this last week. And I sent out a reminder late on Saturday just to be like, hey, just don't forget, it's still the 2 services, not the 1. And they're like, we're so glad you sent it.
Oh, no.
Because we were going to come in at 9:00 to do coffee. And that would have been awful.
Whoops.
And I won't even mention who it is. And hopefully they don't listen to the podcast. It's fine. It's all good. It's very confusing. And so this is my attempt to be very, very clear. Memorial Day, 10:00. Before then, we stay the same. So 9:15, 10:30 in person.
I personally felt like it was very clear. So
Megan, don't you do that. Don't you do that. Don't you throw our volunteers under the bus.
They're doing great.
They lead busy lives,
it's
Megan.
It's true. Yeah.
Busy lives. Yeah, they got a lot, they're noisy. There's a lot of noise going on in people's lives. Can't figure out the signal of 10 o'clock on Memorial Day. All right. Let's jump into our something interesting. You open, so I get to go
sure
first.
Did.
Mine is something that happened last night.
Okay.
It was
with all the teenagers.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It came out on Netflix. It was the what they call it, the world's biggest best roast of all time.
Was it the roast of Tom Brady?
The roast of Tom Brady.
Nice.
And full disclosure, I've watched a little part of it at the very beginning, and then I've watched about 100 clips of jokes. And the rest of
you
it.
You didn't watch the whole thing?
No. Well, it's a couple hours long.
That's true.
And
it is
and we had youth until 8 or 9, and then I was watching it, and Kylie was like, "There's a, I mean, it's a roast, and so you have to kind of
it's
a little bit like language-y."
And it's Netflix.
And it's Netflix.
So yeah, yeah.
And so she's like, "Hey, man, maybe when after the kids are and maybe me are all in bed." And so I would say this: if you're sensitive to that, then one, roast might not be for you.
Yeah, no, roast aren't for you. Yeah.
But then two, I think I would just fast forward the early Kevin Hart. I think sometimes Netflix, HBO have this thing where like initially they want to prove to you that we're not network television. So like buckle up, you know what I mean? I feel like that's true for even some shows.
Yeah,
to be like first episode, you're like blood, guts, gore, nudity, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like,
and then it kind of calms down.
Yeah, it calms down. Like now that you know we can do this.
Yeah.
Here's a plot line. You know what I mean? And I would say that that might be even true for this. So maybe skip the Kevin Hart part and then jump into some later stuff. But my goodness, the lines for Kim Kardashian were fantastic. I'll give you just a couple of them.
Like jokes about her?
She's so brave for coming here and being here in person.
Oh,
tonight.
She was there?
She was there in person. She presented. She was one of the she was one of the deliverers. Yeah.
What?
And in Tom, because Tom at the very end gets to come up and roast everybody. Just roasted him and said,
I hope
so
he had a
brave
writer
for being here. Perhaps the bravest part of your night is leaving your kids with your husband or your leaving your kids with their dad at home. Oh my gosh. Slay me. He looks at Peyton Manning and he says, so you live somewhere in Louisiana sometimes, in Tennessee sometimes, but always in my shadow. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. So freaking good. Tom was fantastic.
The teacher next door to me watched it and one of his favorite jokes was one of the Drew Bledsoe jokes. Which
that Drew delivered?
Drew delivered it to Tom. And it was like, I can rest, something about like rest, again, this, I didn't actually watch it.
Yeah,
it was from something about like resting easy and knowing that there's two things that Tom will never have. And one had to do with football and you'll never be the first overall draft pick.
Yeah.
And you'll never celebrate your 24th wedding anniversary, which I celebrated last night with my wife.
Brutal. Oh my gosh. It was,
apparently there were a lot about him being divorced and all, you know, all the things.
Yeah. Do you like roasts? Are you a roast
I'm
person?
I'm not a huge roast person.
Really?
That, like, I can, like, one or two jokes will maybe make me laugh, but overall, I'm just like, I get into the, this just is mean.
It's so mean. And I think that's partly too for Kylie.
Yeah.
Where she's just like, why do we have to be so mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, they love each other. Don't worry, at the end, they're going to be like, but love you, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all that stuff at the
end. Which, like, I get, but like, I also, like, I don't know, just the, like, the who I am. I like, but I'm like, why are they so mean?
I think it's great. So, but I'm a sports guy too. So I think that factors into it.
Oh, for
sure.
Because
a lot of the guys were sports guys.
Well, and like Tom Brady is Tom Brady. And so, yeah.
And there was one point in it where, what's his name? Ross, something Ross. He's the roast master. He's in a lot of the roasts anyways.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Said something about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady come over and goes, all right, that's enough of that one.
Can't touch Bill.
Yeah. Listen,
that's
things
the line.
Are still a little sensitive here, so maybe not that one. But oh man, So good. I love that kind of stuff. And it's getting all the praise today. So
oh, yeah.
Around the water cooler, at least watch it so that you have something to talk about and be like, that was
funny. Watch a couple of clips anyway.
And that might be the best way to do it, honestly.
Yeah,
because
then you get the best jokes and you don't have to listen to the crappy ones.
I was able to get most of the best jokes, I think.
Yeah.
In about 20 minutes on Twitter, and I think the roast itself is like 2 hours long.
Yeah, or like 2.5 or something.
It's a long one. So like, you know, for efficiency,
yeah,
maybe check that out. But all right, what do you got?
Mine is a video that actually the teacher next door sent to me as well that I thought was really funny. And it's a TikTok video, and it is like a video of like three teenage boys with like the blonde curly hair.
Like boy band hair?
Like. No, it's like kind of, but like right now the style, it's like a little bit long in the front and it's curly.
Okay.
And then there's like a middle-aged man, like split screen. And he's like, why do all teenage boys look like alpacas?
Okay.
And he has like behind him a picture of alpacas. And then he goes through and like describes all of the different alpacas and why all the teenage boys look like that. And so all day today, I was like, oh my God, they do.
Can't not see it now.
Yeah, I can't not see it.
Yeah. My nephew is one of those.
Yes, that was one of the... Yeah. I saw him yesterday and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah. And it was really hilarious. And then I said something about it to some of my students, and I'm co-teaching a class right now, and my co-teacher kind of heard me, and I saw her just like start laughing because it's so true. There're just so many of them, and they look like alpacas.
Do you have like certain text groups that are like, here's my funny memes that I send things to?
No, but like I now have like I text with the teacher next door and we'll like text back and forth sometimes. He'll send me like funny videos or whatever. And then now my co-teacher and I obviously have each other's phone numbers and like she'll send me funny things and I'll send her funny things.
Yeah.
But we don't have like a group text yet. So
yeah.
But yeah.
I sent Kylie a picture, a video of a baby donkey being held the other day.
Oh my gosh. I think maybe I saw that.
Cause she's so
into it made donkeys. Me want a donkey.
She wants to own a donkey. Like there's this empty lot next to our house. And she's like, well, what if we bought that and put a donkey out there? And I'm like, we're not buying a lot so that you can own a donkey. And she's like, I want to name him Hote.
Don Quixote.
She has a couple other names that she has too. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But Hote is the one we always talk about. Little Hote.
Honestly, I a little bit low-key want a donkey as well. Yeah. So
maybe you too can invest in a donkey and keep it at your house. And you can feed it.
I don't have room at my house.
You have a yard? Come on, and a fence?
It's not that big.
Just put a little stake in the ground and we'll just, you know. How much space do donkeys need? They don't need a lot of space.
I think they need a decent amount. They're horse-like. You get a mini donkey.
Absolutely. That's what she wants. What's she gonna? She's gonna use it to like do labor around the farm and the ranch. No, she just wants to take pictures with one.
hold it like a baby.
Yeah. All right, we should probably wrap this up.
We probably should.
All right, that'll do it for this week's episode of Say Something Interesting. Appreciate you all tuning in, however you did. We will be back next week. Have a great week, guys.
Bye, everyone.